Right. The cold. Oh.
It's so damn cold outside.
Are those people who miss
Futon
the sun
explosion.
So much?
Explosion.
Fluff everywhere. That would be bad.
Fluff and shards of IKEA everywhere.
At least IKEA. It's Swedish.
Why are we building the
furniture? Don't know why that matters. But.
Fancy and foreign and stuff. Mm. Anyway.
Indeed. Did you guys
right.
see the...
Derailed. Go
did you
on.
See the Circus LA tent that was out, parked out there? It matched yes. the IKEA building.
The yellow
oh,
and blue
and
one
yellow.
That they always put up?
Yeah.
Yes. Have you ever been inside? Wait. It is much larger than it appears.
No. Yeah, because I remember when they had it over in St. Paul, because I was working over there at the time, and I remember driving by on that really high bridge. I wish I remember. The one that goes by the airport in St. Paul. Whatever highway that is goes right over where the tent was. So,
okay.
So cool I recall over. The colors. But I didn't see it at Mall of America.
It would have been a good moment to jump off that bridge and survive. Possibly. Probably not.
Because you'd hit the tent and just go.
Exactly.
Right? Yep.
What are
There'd
you
be
doing?
A dozen
it's
acrobats
muted.
There to catch
what
you.
It, what was it?
That was just me closing a live update program on my computer.
I thought and you were going to play music in the background.
I have the... Oh.
The world's smallest
like
violin,
in fact. Yeah, I thought you were just going to start playing something.
No. That's just the awesome sound set that my computer has right now. It's called,
Themed
like,
as...
Renaissance or something like that. So every time...
Nerd.
Every time there's an alert... mm-hmm, you know it. Anytime there's an alert message or anything like that, it does, like, a little trumpet fanfare or something like that.
I like it.
Like the one you just heard.
Yeah, no, I was thinking my phone, when I get a text these days, is a film noir trumpet blast. So it's startling,
I
but
wanna
it's still kind of cool.
I want to text you and hear what this sounds like.
Let me make sure that it's turned on.
I have Harry Potter Puppet Pals
Hold
running
on, it's
as
on
my
vibrate.
Texts.
Which one?
How useless.
When I get a text
Ron.
Message.
Okay.
Ron.
That's
Ron
the,
Weasley.
That's the ringtone I have right now, actually.
Are you ready? Are you ready
yeah,
for this?
I'm waiting.
Okay.
Okay, here's the text.
Texting you now.
Connecting through space. Gotta find this.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Saucy.
So every now and then it's just like, oh, right, it's a text.
One of those where it kind of intrudes into your life and makes your life better and a little bit more mysterious when your
yeah.
phone goes off.
Though I am incredibly
you tilt your
tempted
fedora
to ring back.
A little more
yeah, exactly. Huh? You I might mean, go back to JFK.
I'm really tempted.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
We were talking about that earlier before we started this.
Katie, do you know of Clone High?
No.
Well,
please hold. I will.
Apparently I need to be educated.
Wow. Okay. Yep.
This was
That'll be
my,
something I'll catch you up on.
You know, I'm just going to leave it. Oh, wait. I have it as my ringtone right now. That's dangerous. This is a clip from the TV show Clone High. This is all you get.
Whoa, 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 whoa. 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 Our open mouth kissing booth. More like your open mouth kissing booth. You know my policy regarding fatties.
So that was supposed to be a high school JFK.
Talking to his girlfriend, Cleopatra.
Like, essentially a clone of JFK in high school. So played out to that kind of personality. Like a real...
Yeah, he's a jock.
A real good, honest Kennedy.
It's great.
And so that was my text tone... God, when was that?
Imagine getting a
I guess
series
I had to have
texts
had
in
a
row.
Phone. So that must have been probably freshman year of college, maybe sophomore year of college.
I feel like that was back in your flip phone days, if I remember correctly.
It must have been the Razor. So yeah,
oh, the Razor,
because it had the little mini micro SD card thing.
Are you guys excited that that's coming back? That they're
Droid Razor?
Yeah. That the phone was so popular and everybody's like, oh, I miss my Razor, that they're making another one. I'm kind of excited about that.
Well, it's not exactly the same. It's not actually a flip phone. It's a brick like everything else is these days. But
right.
But it's really skinny.
That's true.
So it's a Razor.
I miss my flip phone Razr. That was the first phone I bought, and I bought it myself, which was impressive for the time of
that, when that
I
was the it. Same for me.
And I miss it so much.
Yeah, I had one too. Those were
yeah,
fun.
I remember you were like one of the first people Outcast. I knew who had one.
They look so like Star Trek-y Bond.
They did.
You know?
They
were
did.
Very sleek with their like chrome mm-hmm. metally button plates and everything.
Yeah.
I miss it.
They're pretty awesome. I think I still have mine in a drawer somewhere.
I donated mine for a burrito.
I donated mine at the
I'm not kidding. I actually went to a bank. I'm trying to remember. It's I know Ooh, where burrito. It's located.
M&I takes phones. That's where I donated
the one.
Mine.
M&I yep. and they had a promo going on where you get a free Chipotle burrito.
Chipotle
awesome.
Burrito.
Chipotle
all
burrito.
Right.
For yeah. donating a phone. It's like, yes, but I
would be all over
will
that.
Not give...
That's fair.
I still have the brick.
Right.
Because that thing...
A brick phone?
Yeah.
So... Oh, epic. My dad had this phone. Oh.
That's not even the family original. That's the family survivor.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Because we went as far back as my dad had a legitimate phone, like, gotta hang it up.
Yeah.
kind of thing in his car. And that was pretty
badass. We had one of those too, and it's downstairs in our basement still on my dad's work table, and it is the brick phone. It's about the same size and shape as a brick, and it weighs just about as much. But this phone, I had, my dad had one of these, and he got one for my mom, and she gave it to us as kids, like when we would go on field trips and stuff. And I
That's
left it accidentally on the top of the car and drove off one time. And my friend saw it, and so I stopped, but it slid off the car, and it didn't break. It stayed in one piece. And I was like, yes. It owned its name, the brick phone.
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Nice. Yeah, I'm trying to think back to what we had in our early days of cell phones. They weren't quite that brickish. But I remember, like, the screens were just, like, the digital screens with the numbers.
Yeah,
and they could
that's totally
shape letters and stuff like that. Yeah. But, yeah. So, we hopped on the cell phone train a little bit late in my family, I feel like, because our phones were much smaller than that when we first got them. So, at least a little bit. Like,
that's right.
My folks had, like, I think my mom had a little flip phone that, I don't know. This is boring. Let's talk about something else.
We actually need to determine what we're doing for the mic check.
Right. Well, we were just talking about cell phones.
Cell phones, but we don't like that topic.
Right. Well, I did have one more thing to add about the cell phones, because I know at least two of you will nerd out about this. I know you haven't experienced as much of the Zelda series. but at one point, my ringtone was the... I had the...
Oh, I totally ripped you off and did that too.
The find item. Da-da-da-da!
There was... I had that one for a while, but then I also found like the small item get sound, which was just the little doo-doo-doo-doo.
Oh,
yeah.
The when you pick up, like,
a
ruby or something?
I thought you had the... Was it Kokori Forest? Didn't you also? Because after a while, I was like, God, I just got to have that ringtone.
No, I never actually did that one.
Who the fuck did that?
You did that.
I did that, but I got that from somewhere.
I think you were inspired by... You were inspired by me doing... a Zelda ringtone with my
phone.
That
must have been it.
And then you decided to...
It's like, I'm just going
to
go do this.
Turn it your way and make it your own is what you did there.
I loved making ringtones.
Yeah. Yes. That's true.
I loved when you had that Zelda item find for the big one. The da-da-da-da!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That never got old.
It never did. And every time I knew it was your phone going off when we were hanging out too in college. That was like very sophomore year.
Yes.
And every time I was just like, yes! And then I really wanted to play Zelda, and I'd miss my N64 terribly.
Mm-hmm.
I just changed my dad's ringtone on his phone. Well, he left it unattended. I downloaded... We'd been talking about Blue's Clues, because the guy from Blue's Clues, Steve, I totally forget his last name right now.
Right.
Yes, he's a hilarious stand-up comic now. Oh, so... God. yes, check it out. I showed that to my father, and we laughed, and we had this whole mealtime dance spot. So, of course, now his text message ringtone was turned to mail time. So, mail time, mail time, mail time.
We had a huge family discussion about it to the point where we were watching like clips on my phone huddled all together around the dinner table. And we went through like the slew of like kids' TV theme songs. And just got stuck on that one for the longest time. Because there's so much to it.
There's so many wonderful parts. Like the thinking chair.
The cartoon I've been watching recently, I've been going back and watching the X-Men cartoons. The ones that played on TV when we were little.
Oh, man.
Right.
But Fox Kids.
Yeah, the Fox Kids ones. And that opening theme song is just so iconic. It's so ingrained in my memory that I could hear just like the first four opening notes and I would know exactly what it is from like two rooms away.
Yes.
It's so great. And every time it comes on, I don't fast forward it.
I bet I could do it in one note.
Duh.
I'm pretty sure that's the pitch, too.
But you know, if you go into Google and you type in Steve F.R., it comes up with Steve from Blue's Clues.
That's awesome.
I just wanted
it starts with V. It's Burns. Or something. Yes.
Steve Burns.
Steve Burns.
I never really got.
Oh no! You need to watch his little stand-up thing. It's hilarity.
Is this SteveBurnsRocks.us? Gigs, lyrics. This sounds right.
It's on YouTube. I know that much.
I'm kind of impressed with the number of comedians.
He's also bald now.
Really?
That's unfortunate.
That's interesting. I'm kind of impressed with the amount of comedians, like adult comedians, that do kids shows and stuff. Or voice kid shows like Robin Williams and Bill. Who was I thinking of? I forgot his last name.
Well, George Carlin was on
Thomas the Tank Engine.
That's the
one. Yeah, and these
and Ringo Starr. So it's just kind of bouncing around all sort of walks of life for this show.
George Carlin's really dirty, though, his
well,
stand-up.
Well, and Robin Williams, too.
Yeah,
like, if you watch their stand-up, they just swear and talk about very adult material, but then they do, like, Aladdin and Thomas the Tank Engine and Mrs. Doubtfire, like, all these family-friend
episodes. Just have Russell Brandt on Yo Gabba Gabba, I could have sworn.
I could believe it.
And Katy Perry was on Sesame Street.
Yeah, there we go. She is idol, I guess.
And she was definitely in her signature, like, heart-shaped dress, too.
Sweetheart?
Yeah, the sweetheart-shaped dress on a kid's show. And I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah. Can we do that?
Get all dolled up to the streets.
Yeah. Interesting.
Food for thought.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, side note, while we're talking mic checks and things like that, well, this pretty much is our mic check. When you set things down, they can't go on the table because
they clink.
It carries through the mic stand.
Gotcha.
Unless you want to do it to make a point.
Right.
There you go.
In which case, you're really only making a point to me and making me go, ouch.
5-hour energy.
Because every time someone does that, it goes straight into my brain.
Oh, because you get the headphones
on? Yeah, like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly right. It does that.
Out of curiosity, is it weird listening to your own voice through your headset?
No. I'm used to it from the radio
Peter experience. Asked you about that.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, shoot. I missed that. Repeat. I mean, sorry.
Whenever...
No, it was a bonus track.
Whenever I was at my radio show, I mean, that was...
Right, I remember
that. Like, I would
that.
Always have my headphones on, and so I'm used to...
Good.
I'm used
That's
to...
That's why it's there.
It's festive.
Oh, the Santa hat looks great on you.
Kids at home, Katie is now wearing a Santa hat.
Ho, ho, ho.
Just thought you should know. But yeah, so I'm totally used to it, and it's kind of comforting in a way. I don't know.
They become part of your head after a while.
Every now and then, my voice gets to a certain volume where it just feels like it's echoing. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm like in just about the same place.
Sorry, that was my cell phone.
That reminds me. Everyone, put your phone on vibrate.
Yes.
I'm way ahead of the game. Mine's half like across the room.
That was the Dumbledore voice from Harry Potter Puppet Pals.
Dumbledore. But is it on vibrate?
I believe it's on silent, in fact.
Ooh. So you're way ahead of the game.
A step beyond.
I am not letting any interruptions come between me and this show.
All right, I'll turn it off.
This would also be a good time to say bathroom break if need be.
Huh. Nope.
We good.
But if I like get up and just like run off.
Why we all wear
off.
Adult diapers, right? It's gross.
It is kind of gross.
Adam doesn't like me anymore.
All right, the phone's turning off.
And
topic?
Do we not have a discussion topic
yet? No, I mean, you just want to do the coy, standard, relatable, what you watch?
Yeah,
we can do that.
Go. Talk about how good I look in this Santa hat. I don't think we've reflected on that enough.
Oh, no, we're saving it.
That'll be good.
Because if we use it all now, we haven't started the show yet, so.
Yeah.
Well, I just made myself sound conceited for no apparent reason.
Nah, you're fine. Well, you're safe.
Unless, it's a bonus track, so.
We'll there you go.
Bonus conceitedness.
Exactly.
There
right.
we go.
All right, well.
You're getting all the evil out before the show.
There you go.
Yeah, sometimes that's necessary.
Yeah, or else we spend 2 days editing the show. Or I spend 2 days editing the show.
And I spend 2 days feeling appalled.
God, that show.
Yep.
Okay, so what was these mic
check
questions?
Emily.
No, we actually are just going to use the cell phone one.
That was pretty much, yeah.
We just kept going even though everyone said, hey, let's change the topic. Kept going.
It was,
so,
yeah.
Couldn't stop ourselves. All
right. That's what it kind of came down to. But as for yours, I mean, you got to get a little bit closer. That's going to help me make it a little bit easier.
You got to make out with my microphone a little?
Just a little bit.
Yummy, okay. Yummy, yummy.
I mean,
we could try to move the,
I could move myself further up.
Well, yeah.
Why don't we stand up and just move this in just a tad bit?
Yeah, you just have to lift up and over.
Yep. Okay. We'll make it. It'll be super cool.
Ta-da!
There we go. Then you can be more comfortable.
Oh, then I can cross my legs. And I'll fall asleep. I'll make some comments about it later.
My face.
And then kick my mic stand. All the way over.
Better? Better?
Yeah.
Much better.
Is that comfy?
Yeah.
Feels I'm
good.
Gonna do one
I'm
thing.
Good. Do one good. Thing.
Are you ow, adjusting ow. My Santa hat?
Oh, there you go. That
just
yeah.
Up a bit.
Help.
Cool. Help. Yes.
You can hear me.
I'm for it. Up for it. Yeah. Sounds good.
I have my ringtone stuck in my head now.
What did I have stuck in my head? Well, Sneak. I had skating from Charlie Brown Christmas stuck
oh,
in my head.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
The Christmas because time song.
I actually watched that on. Sundays, which I should. I should hold on to that. That'd be good fodder.
It's related.
So we should save this conversation for the episode.
Indeed.
So what'll happen is Adam will do the intro, and then he'll introduce himself, and then me, and then introduce you, and then you can start talking, and then the show starts.
Wonderful.
And then about halfway through, we start playing Movie Bluff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you've titled it officially now?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yep, that's what I titled it from the beginning.
I heard bluffering before, but...
Oh, yeah, bluffering. That's right.
I that did sounded, like that.
That yeah.
but you were right. It is kind of just dirty enough.
Just maybe a little bit. Maybe if we have to refer to it in jest, that would be a good way to do it.
Every but it's day already... I'm bluffering. Just kidding.
Somebody gets something wrong. Man, you're bluffering.
I like it. Let's settle this over a game of bluffering. Adam can't breathe right now. He's my ride home, so... No killing Adam.
I really enjoyed
I'm glad that landed so well.
I really enjoyed that. Excellent delivery. Ooh.
that may come out in the game.
And I may lose it this bend again.
All right.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Getting it back together.
Right. Yeah, so don't ruin it for the rest of us, please.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, we're good.
Suck it up.
We're good. All right. So we'll do our... do we have news for this week? I mean,
nothing's really happening. Nothing's going on.
Okay. I kind of suspected as much. So we'll just kind of hop, skip, jump into our discussion topic, and that'll be...
The lull after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Everyone's all like, I'm so fat.
After Thanksgiving.
Right.
Right.
That was okay.
I got approximately 2.5 hours of sleep.
Oh, yeah.
I have been
excuse
there.
Me.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I suppose we should start the episode.
Do the moment of silence for Frank Oz.
Right. Right. Right.
Ready?